Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the best animated shows ever, so far, with MC and Troy.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC.
And this is the best animated shows ever where we watched so far. Wait, no, this is the best. Shoot, I was trying to do it quick so you couldn't get in here. This is the best animated shows ever so far where we watch, discuss, and rank every animated show ever eventually. And MC, there is no wiggity 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 in the first episode of Rocket Power, and I don't think there's one in the second episode, and I don't think there's one in the third episode. But I can't find anything to confirm that for sure.
That was a big, like, part of the show that I remember as well. Like, their secret handshake or, like, their like, celebration mm-hmm. thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
it was part of the group dynamic.
And it's something that stuck around. Like, I still, like, I do that with my nephews. And it, like, cracks them up every time. Because they're like, what are you doing, you crazy madman? But it makes them laugh. And so, like, that's something that I remember from this show that this show's forgotten. You know what I don't remember from this show, MC?
What?
There are video games from this show.
Oh,
you know
I had no idea.
There are two video games.
I remember, like, a Game Boy game, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
But
oh, man, there's even more video games than I thought. So the ones that I found out about when I was looking vaguely into this... I did not look far into this, but the two that I found out were Rocket Power Beach Bandits, which was PlayStation 2 and GameCube, and I tried to watch footage of it to see what kind of game it was, and I couldn't because the character models were terrifying to me, because they're terrifying because they're pretty good, because they look like the cartoon characters rendered in a PlayStation 2 video game, and it is upsetting. I don't like it at all. It's bad. It's bad, MC.
Yeah, polygons.
Right now, I'm looking at their faces, and it scares me so much. The other one, though, which I think would actually be better. I mean, I said, what kind of games there? MC, what kind of game do you think it would be if you were making a game based on Rocket Power for the GameCube and PlayStation 2? What kind of game do you think it would be?
Surfing, skateboarding, street hockey, what else do they do in this show? Snowboarding. yeah, I don't think it was those are the four things that I remember.
I mean, it's a Tony Hawk knockoff. It's just, okay. You know, yeah. It's extreme sports. I think it's just stunt type stuff. I don't think it has, like, hockey mechanics in it or anything. It's just, you know, an extreme sports thing. But then there's one for the Game Boy Advance. And the Game Boy Advance game is not that. The Game Boy Advance game is, and this is just from looking very briefly at some YouTube footage of it, it is a platformer game where you play as Otto, skating around on rollerblades, jumping on monkeys with jetpacks. Like you do.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, that's pretty much what I remembered. I think my friend had that game. Okay. And I didn't actually play it, but I saw him play it, and it's a Mario knockoff.
Yeah, basically. I love the Game Boy Advance, because the Game Boy Advance has some great games, but it also has a lot of just, like, weird platform action games for things that shouldn't, like, Rocket Power should not be a platform action game. It just 100% shouldn't be. But it is. There's an Ultimate Spider-Man game for the Game Boy Advance that I've played a bit of on the other podcast. And it's really good, but it's just like, it's a platformer action beat 'em up. But it's good. Anyway, so this show had video game spinoffs. It also had three TV movies. So movie spinoffs.
Yes.
It also had a zine spinoff, because Nickelodeon apparently actually published an issue of the zine that you could order. Which is, like, that's a cool little marketing.
That's really cool.
But here's the thing that you probably wouldn't have expected. This show had a stage adaptation? They did a tour of a live show that was a stunt spectacular slash drama stage show featuring the characters from Rocket Power portrayed by actors on stage doing stunts. It did not last long. It went to like, it was, it had like a 19 city tour planned or something like that, and it did I think two, because nobody was buying tickets because everyone's like, no,
I don't get how that would work. Like, how would you change out like the sets and stuff? You would need like a full half pipe on stage at one point. Like,
do you are you familiar with Tony Hawk's Boom Boom Hook Jam?
No.
Oh my gosh. All right, that's what we're talking about for the intro. We're 6 minutes into the intro, but that's what we're talking about for the intro. Tony Hawk's Boom Boom Hook Jam was the thing my dad took me to when I was a kid. That was this tour that Tony Hawk organized that had middle of the arena. It was an arena tour. So we saw it at the Rose Garden in Portland. Middle of the arena, big half pipe, big half pipe. What's that over to the right of the big half pipe? Why, that's a stage that the Offspring are going to hang out on playing music while people are skating in the big half pipe. But what's that? There's like a weird like cutout in the half pipe where like there's a cutout on the right side of the half pipe and a cutout on the left side of the half pipe. And the cutout on the left side of the half pipe is just kind of a straight ramp. But the cutout on the right side is a big ramp that goes up like 50 feet up into the air. And so what it is skateboarders can get on the big ramp up there and skate down, and then they go through the half pipe and then they launch out the other side and go flying across the arena. And you're like, dang, that sounds pretty cool. But what's that, MC? That's not everything. Do you know what's around all of this? Motocross track.
It sounds like Nitro Circus.
I don't know what that means, but it was very cool.
Look, you're describing Nitro Circus. Essentially, I'm guessing Nitro Circus ripped this off.
No, MC, I'm describing Tony Hawk's Boom Boom Hook Jam.
There was a guy named Joey Dunham. Needed some answers, how would he find them? Just Google that stuff all day long. Google that person, Google that place, Google it all, cause there is no place to remember any reason, remember any why. All we do know is that we're gonna die. Yeah, I'm gonna die. Yeah, you're gonna die. Yeah, Troy, you're gonna die. Yeah, Google it.
Are you looking up Nitro Circus?
I'm looking up Nitro Circus right now. It says stay home, go big. It's got a picture of, I don't know who this is. It's some guy in a Red Bull hat. This website tells me nothing. I'm going to go to YouTube instead. YouTube. Just YouTube that shit. Yeah, YouTube that shit. Yeah, YouTube that shit all day long.
Thanks, Tyler.
The first Nitro Circus show of 2020. Hey, look at that. It's a big ramp. And this is a man on a very small toy tractor.
Yeah.
It's just dumb stunts and stuff.
Okay. So, yeah, that's one of the big things about Nitro Circus is they do stupid shit on essentially plastic toys as well. They do, like, backflips and tricks and stuff. Oh, you looking up the incidents that don't look at the crashes. And they have crashes.
There were just too many bicycles going off of a jump at one time, and it made me very uncomfortable.
Oh,
Nothing bad happened, but it was too many bicycles.
You don't want to look up some of the crashes. There's an Australian guy, and he's broken so many bones. their crashes are bad.
So anyway,
Rocket Power tried to do that stuff. Yeah,
and nobody wanted to see the Rocket Power version of that.
That's all I got. I don't know why.
I mean, I probably would have gone if my dad had been like, "Hey, do you want to go see Rocket Power live with stunts?" I would have been like, "Yes, please."
I mean, the drawing thing for what was it? Tony Hawk's Boom Boom
Hook Jam. HUCK space JAM.
Would be the Offspring. My dad liked the Offspring when I was 9 or 10, and I grew up with the Offspring and I enjoyed the Offspring. So I would have gone and seen that. Not just to see sweet Tony Hawk tricks and massive ramp jumps and backflips on motocross. But yeah, music.
I'm trying to remember who else was in the what other bands there were, because it wasn't just them, I believe.
Well, while you think about it, should we go to the ad break?
Yeah, let's do that. We'll be right back after these messages.
And we're back.
We are back, MC. I have not found out more about who was there.
No.
But anyway, Tony Hawk's Boom Boom Hug Jam was a thing.
A bit of behind the scenes. It's literally been 5 seconds.
I know. You didn't give me any time to look it up. Just immediate. Episode 2 of Rocket Power is called Secret Spot and Ice Queen. Secret Spot starts off with the kids surfing at the beach. They're catching a big wave, MC. And excuse me, I just have to beat myself. Did you hear that? I just mumbled out the word. I didn't mean to. Sam is on a boogie board. I'm so upset about it that I said the F word.
Yeah, I thought it would be more about the time of day it is right there at the moment, which is, what, 4 o'clock at the moment?
Yeah, it's 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm so sleepy.
What I'm more concerned about is Twister doing karate on his surfboard while he's surfing. And then he gets trapped. Well, not just him, but his surfboard gets trapped in a tube, a flotation tube. He gets trapped in it on his board. He's laying down on his board, and the tube's around him and his board. And then they're surfing through. That seems like
it's gonna be a bad situation.
A crowd of people, and Otto beefs it finally on the beach, and he's like, shoobies.
Shoobies. And I'm like, what? Sam's like, what's a shoobie? And they're like, you're a shoobie, you nerd, because you're wearing shoes at the beach. And I'll tell you, MC, that one of the things I learned from that 107 facts video is that shoobies is a real term, but it was not actually used to reference people who wore their shoes to the beach. It was a reference to people who brought lunches to the beach in shoeboxes. Beach tourists would use a shoebox as a lunch pail, apparently. I guess. So then they try and go to the skate park. And the skate park's full of people too. Oh no, but they're not shoobies in the skate park, because if you wore your shoes into the skate park, then you'd really be a dingus. Unless you're
skateboarding
or riding a BMX bike, because then you would have to wear shoes. So I guess that, but they would all be wearing shoes, because you wouldn't go skateboarding barefoot. You definitely wouldn't ride a BMX barefoot, because that would, like, the pedals would poke your feet, and that wouldn't feel very good. So I guess that the term shoobies doesn't really apply when you're talking about a skate park. It only really works on a beach, because in a skate park, you know, if you're wearing rollerblades and you're not wearing shoes, that's fine. But if you're either on a skateboard or BMXing, then you would be wearing shoes.
Right,
so.
Stop.
Okay.
You're rambling. Okay, you went way too long on that. I was just going to let it go, but I don't think you would have stopped.
What's up?
So when they were pointing out, they're like, you're a shoobie, and they point out Sam's shoes. He's wearing sandals and socks.
He is wearing sandals and socks. That's true.
And
he's had a rough time.
Shoobie is a catch-all term for, like, tourists, I guess, in this beach town. Because I know that there's places where there's different terms for, like, tourists that are kind of derogative. Because that there's these towns, they kind of exist on the shore, and they're tourist traps, and they have all these things for tourists to be doing, and places to eat and whatnot. And it's like 3 months out of the year, these tourists show up to these small towns and just, like, ruin the whole place for, like, those 3 months. And then the rest of the year, they're gone. So the townies are sort of like, oh, I don't really like these people, but we kind of need them to come around so we can survive and it's good for our economy and all that sort of stuff. But they, it's like a begrudging, like, thing that happens in these small towns on the beach. Mm-hmm. And one of the other things it happens in this episode is that they're like, let's not deal with all these people at the skate park and at the beach. Let's go see Raimundo at his cafe and get lunch or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they rock up and the place is packed and Ray is sort of like, hey, we're out of food. And everyone leaves.
Poor Raimundo.
Yeah.
And they can't handle it. There's nowhere to go. That everywhere is awful. And they're like, wait, but what about Raimundo's secret spot? And they're like, the secret spot that no one knows where it is? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, the secret spot that's been hidden for generations? They're like, yeah, the secret spot that's going to be totally private and the best waves ever? Yeah, the secret spot where it's always sunny and it never ends? The secret spot where the beach is made of cocaine and the water is made of heroin? And they're like, yeah. And then they're like, the secret spot where there's blackjack and hookers? And forget the secret spot? And this...
Hey, Ray, can we take Twister and Sammy to the secret spot? You know, so we can do a whole bunch of cocaine and heroin.
And he's like, wait, the secret spot where no one knows where it is? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, the secret spot that's been hidden for generations? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, the secret spot where it's the perfect serve? He's like, yeah, the secret spot with the cocaine and the heroin, the secret spot with the beach and the hookers, and the secret spot with the candy corn mountains, and the secret spot where the clouds are full of lemon drops. And they're like, yeah. And he's like, the secret spot where taxes will get filed for you and you don't have to do any paperwork. And they're like, yeah. And he's like, the secret spot where, like, there's the grocery store always has bread and stock even in the middle of a global pandemic. And he's like, yeah. And it's like, the secret spot where there's no coronavirus. And they're like, yeah. And he's like, no.
And he's like, sure,
you can't take them there, never. And he's like,
no,
all right.
he
just don't
he's like, yeah, you can't tell anyone,
he's like, you can't tell them where it is, but you're gonna take them there, they're gonna see where it is. He's like, listen, here's what you do. You put a bag over their head, you put earmuffs on them, you spin them around in a circle 6 times.
He doesn't say that, but it's weird. Tito has a line here as well where he's talking about something. I can't remember. I just remember Tito saying weird shit.
Oh, it's ancient Hawaiian proverb. The lips can't spill what the mind hasn't filled, or something like that. It's something about, like, if they don't know where it is, they can't tell people where it is. But they're going to take him there, so they'll know where it is. But then, who's that? It's Lars and his cronies. They overheard this conversation. They want to go to the secret spot. But don't worry, no one will tell them where it is, because only Reggie and Otto know where it is. And then Sam's like, I can't go. My mom says I can't go unless she knows where I am. And Reggie's like, okay, listen. Will you promise not to tell anybody if I tell you about where the secret spot is? And he's like, you're going to tell me where the secret spot is? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, the secret spot that's been hidden for generations? And she's like, yeah. He's like, the secret spot where the wind is perfect.
Into ice cream truck.
And there's an ice cream truck that comes by and it blocks the sound.
And the neighbor runs out and gets an ice cream.
then
Mr. Stimpleton. Yeah, Mr. Stimpleton runs out and grabs a chocolate ice pole, I guess. But yeah. And then Otto is getting annoyed by Twister over and over about where the secret spot is. And
Twister's like, where's the secret spot? And Otto's like, I'm not going to tell you where the secret spot is. He's like, tell me where the secret spot that's been hidden for generations is. He's like, I'm not going to tell you where the secret spot has been hidden for generations.
Troy, this bit has to end. It has to end. You can't keep doing that. No. It has to end now.
Okay.
But Otto breaks down and an ambulance comes by.
Yep, so you can't hear where it is because there's an ambulance.
And then Lars pins Twister and gets where the secret spot is out of him.
But we don't hear where it is because some cats are fighting outside, so you just hear cats howling.
Yeah. And then
Sammy, they're getting ready to go.
Is getting dropped off. Sammy's getting dropped off somewhere nearby by his mom, And she's like, where is that spot again? And Sam tells his mom.
But we can't hear it because an airplane flies overhead.
Yeah, and Lars and his crew are on the other side of the road. And they're like, see you at the secret spot. And Sam thinks he revealed where the secret spot is.
Mm-hmm. So then the kids all get there and they're like, ah, the secret spot. And then who's that? It's Lars and his cronies come skating by. And they're like, we're going to the secret spot. And Sam's like, I can't believe I gave it away. I told him where it is. And they're like, you told him? And Twister's like, you told him? Yeah. Oh, Squid. Oh, I hate you so much, Squid. You dumb Squid. And then the Lars and his cronies start trying to surf. And there's like sharp rocks in the water and sewage waste spewing at him and crabs. And it's bad. And they're like, oh, well, we didn't really tell you where the secret spot is. And so then they go up. Like,
we forgot this one little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they all eat cake.
No, it just sort of ends the episode with them surfing. It's really weird. It's like, oh, they're at the secret spot. Let's go surfing. And that's
and they
it.
Left Lars and his cronies there to die in the sewage waste. Lars was never seen on Rocket Power again.
I wish that was true. He's such a jerk.
The one other thing that happens though, is doesn't Twist reveal that he was the one who told Lars?
No,
he does.
Lars yells at Twister,
right,
to reveal that he actually.
And so then Otto's like, "Dude, what the hell, man? Not cool, not cool." And then they all go surfing.
Yeah.
Into
Ice Queens.
Ice Queens. Is it Queens or Queen? It's probably Queens.
Queen.
No,
it's Queens because this episode is dealing with Twister's cousin. I can't remember her name.
Cleo.
There we go.
And Reggie.
And Reggie, who have this sort of rivalry going on that's... Mm-hmm. It's weird, I guess, because I guess Reggie is kind of a tomboy and Cleo is sort of like a girly girl and she's into figure skating. Mm-hmm.
The whole crew's heading up to a mountain for this like Winterfest thing and the kids are all going to compete in a hockey tournament and Cleo's going to compete in a figure skating competition. And Tito's there too. This is one of my favorite bits of this episode is they get out at Winterfest and Tito's wearing sandals.
And he's like, oh, my toes are cold.
It's a bit chilly. And he's like, yeah, you're wearing sandals in the snow. I like Tito.
Yeah.
And he starts, okay, we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about Tito, but there's Tito has like three bits in this episode. One is the shoes. The next is he's chipping away at an ice block. And then the third is, we'll get to the end, what the ice block is. But he's chipping away at the ice block. Ramuna's like, oh, are you going to enter the... I know I'm skipping ahead. Just let me get it. He's like, are you going to enter the ice carving competition? And he's like, yeah, I got a big block of ice. And he's like, oh, what are you going to turn it into? And he goes, smaller block of ice.
Yeah, he does say that.
Oh, man.
So anyway. I can't remember where Ray tells the story of 71. Was that the year?
75, I think. 73. 70 something. You want to just get that out of the way? Let's get that out of the way and finish Tito's story. So what happened in 1970? Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I mean, it's somewhere near the start of the episode, isn't it? That this part of the episode that that story's told. Like, isn't it done in the car?
Maybe. Basically, they've been coming to Winterfest for ages. Raimundo and Tito, they've been bus buds forever, and they used to come to Winterfest, and Raimundo was in the skiing long jump competition, and he's telling the story about, I was pretty good in my day. I got all the ladies, which is a weird thing to say to your nine-year-olds, but he's like, I got all the ladies, and he's like, I was going down the ramp, and there was some hot snow bunnies over on the sidelines. And I was like, hey, ladies, check it out. I'm on a ski jump. And then he says, unfortunately, the ramp had moved several feet to the left since the practice run.
And he flew into a lake, essentially. but the rest of the episode is essentially dealing with the rivalry between Reggie and Chloe about which is better, hockey or figure skating, and
which is better and which is more like demanding too. Like there's a lot of that Freaky Friday thing of like, you'll never understand how hard it is to be a teenager, and then Jamie Lee Curtis is like, you'll never understand how hard it is to be an adult, and then they swap bodies and Jamie Lee Curtis almost has sex in her daughter's body.
We weren't talking about that, and that's the wrong that's Disney, not Nickelodeon.
Oh yeah, it is. Hey, is that on Disney Plus? Anyway,
Yeah, it is.
So, listen, I'm not going to say that that's a good movie necessarily, but I will say that that Lindsay Lohan song, Ultimate, from that movie, that song rocks. You're it.
Okay.
You're the ultimate. It's automatic, I'm sure of it. No lie. So don't even try to tell me that you're not the guy. Because I've been waiting all my life for someone just like you. Because you're it. You're the ultimate you. And then there's like a sick guitar solo.
All I remember is Chloe and Richie fighting most of this episode. The boys are acting like goofballs as normal.
Mm-hmm.
There's some hot chocolate drink, which I approve of. I love my hot chocolate. Troy knows this story already, but I'm going to tell everyone here now. I've almost drowned on hot chocolate twice.
I don't know this story. Maybe I knew this story once. You've almost drowned in hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Did you pass out drinking it?
No, I was laying in bed and it started going down the wrong way. And I'm not sure if you know this, but you should not drink laying down.
I'm just imagining the logistics of trying to drink hot chocolate while laying down.
No, it's like, you're not all the way down, but it's like, you're most of the way down, your head's up, and it just went down the wrong way, and all of a sudden, I was drowning in my bed on hot chocolate. And I've literally sputtered up hot chocolate twice, and I learned the second time, oh, I shouldn't be lying down if I'm having my hot chocolate before bed.
No, you should not.
But yeah, Tito's done his ice carving. They're going to the festival. There's a hockey game. They're up 2-1 against this other team who are bullies. Essentially,
it's really
they're
weird.
Beating up Sam.
Like, it's weird.
And
that
he still blocks it.
Reggie's not talking, though. It's so weird that they're doing this hockey game and they're like cheering. Hell, it's weird. Reggie's not saying anything. Huh. That's super strange.
Hey, is her hair a slightly different color? Her skin a couple of tones darker?
Has she always been this tall? Listen, I get that it's a cartoon and whatever. We have to go with it. But that's Otto's sister. How does Otto not recognize that that's not his sister?
Yeah. And there's a couple of scenes where it cuts to, like, the group. And it's definitely, like, the Reggie, like drawn Reggie in rather than Chloe. But then
they forgot.
Chloe takes off. Yeah, it's like Chloe takes off the helmet and it's Chloe. But they won the competition. They won their hockey competition.
And it turns out that Chloe's super good at hockey. And then it cuts to ice dancing competition where, look, it's Reggie in a tutu and she does the ice dancing thing.
And
she does good.
She does really good. She does a backflip on skates at one point.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
seems like a bad idea. Don't do that.
No, I'm like, no, that didn't happen at all.
We've closed out the hockey storyline, did good. Closed out the ice dancing, did good. The girls, like, high five, and there's an explosion behind them where they're like, hey, look, we're friends now. We're going to stop being, like, self-hating feminists, and instead we're going to celebrate that, like, each of us are good at our own thing, and there's nothing wrong with either of those things. And then we get to Tito.
And now we get to the real story of whole episode, where we get back to Tito and his ice carving, and there's a bunch of ice carvings that have been done, and they get revealed.
It's like, look, it's
there's
a duck.
Like,
ooh, very good duck.
A dolphin, and then it gets to Tito, and they reveal it, And it's a historical moment from the past. It's 73 is...
Winterfest 73. They're like, it honors the history of Winterfest. It's funny. It has personality. This one wins for sure. And what is it, MC?
It's Ray frozen from 73 from his jump, landing in the pond. And Ray's all bashful about it. And he's like, oh, thanks, guys. He looks ridiculous because earlier on when he was telling the story, we see him get pulled out with like a crane or whatever and he's all frozen up. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly the same picture almost when it's this
Tito
new one. So,
is an excellent sculptor, it turns out.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Ice Queen or Queens. I'm not sure which still. MC, it is time for the best and the worst. Worst first. What do you got for your worst for this one? Or these ones?
I got to say all the infighting between Reggie and Chloe. I kind of zoned out after a while. And it's literally why we haven't talked much about that part of the episode. I didn't care for it. I really don't like when it's unnecessary for female characters to be at each other's throat like this all the time. It's kind of boring after a point, so...
Well, and especially because, like, I mean, it's weird to fault it for this, but it's like, we know what's going to happen. Like, obviously, they're going to figure out to respect each other. And, like, that's good. Like, that's good progress. They should figure out to respect each other. But it's still that thing, I mean, just like you were talking about with the bullying from last episode, where it's like, man, I wish we didn't have to show this as the normal and then get past it. Like, why couldn't they just respect each other to begin with and be good role models of, like, females who respect each other for being awesome at what they do instead of, like, defaulting to, no, they hate each other, but then they'll learn not to. I don't know. That bothered me.
Yeah. What about your worst?
Well, that was one of the ones I was thinking of. Instead, I'm going to go with one that's much more superficial. The actual animation on the hockey I thought was garbage. Like, the hockey match did not actually look good. Like, normally when it's shown them doing, like, half pipe stunts and things, it looks pretty cool. And the hockey game just... It didn't look... I wasn't engaged with the actual sport of the hockey game because most of it didn't look very good to me. My best thing, though... is something that I remember from this show, which is that Otto and Reggie, as siblings, they are the Rocket Kids, call each other Rocket Boy and Rocket Girl, and their dad calls them that too. And that's just like the cutest dang nickname ever, that they call each other Rocket Boy and Rocket Girl. I love it. That makes me so happy.
Except I'm pretty sure Otto accidentally calls Chloe Rocket Girl this episode
he thinks
during
it's
the hockey
Reggie.
Mats. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What was your best?
I'm going to have to say when Otto calls Twister out on being mean to Sammy and like blaming him for revealing the secret of the secret spot.
Mm-hmm.
When it was actually Twister, and he's like, dude, that was so lame, you shouldn't have done that. Like, it when Otto is like, hey dude, that's not cool, that was a really good moment. I thought,
like, it was a step towards cutting down on the bullying at least.
What about you?
And I already said mine, Rocket Boy, Rocket Girl, but I want to add to yours that I had that as a secondary option for best. And specifically the fact that when it happens, Sam then calls Twister the squid again, that made me happy.
He's like, yeah, squid, and he's like, ah, dang.
He's like, I just got done being the squid, man. All right, so that is Rocket Power episode 2. We will be back next time for two more Rocket Power stories in episode 3, and they are called Otto 3000 and Night Prowler. Yes. Until then, don't change his channel. Why are you just staring at me? Did you pass out? Nope, he's alive. Okay. Until then.
I'm alive.
Until then. I thought you choked to death on hot chocolate or something. I was really worried about you. Don't change the channel. We'll be back with more Rock and Power. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the best animated shows ever, so far. Find the show on Twitter at BaseSFCast or email us at BaseSFCast@gmail.com. That's BaseSFCast. Our intro music is Funnin' and Sunnin', and our outro music is Motivator, both by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, and licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.